The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's impossible. You got to see what's going on. I love it. Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're 50,000 watts streaming around the country on AM 970, The Answer, on YouTube and on Facebook. And we are the flagship station of Salem Media. But boy, you wouldn't know it, because all I'm trying to do is look presentable to you on the radio and on television, on YouTube and on Facebook. And I'm going, and Al is my fashion director. This is where I'm at. I'm going to Al.
Very sad.
Does it look okay? George is kind enough to do all the video for us, and thank you, George, for that. And with Yuri, he emerges here. Kara, thank you so much. I want to talk to Kara in a second, if you can give her the microphone, because she went out of her way and did such a great job on our Christmas at time. So then I'm going to Al. I said, Al, what do I got here? Got there? He's got brush here, brush there. I think we look okay. Am I okay?
Yeah.
Holding together okay?
What looks good with a Band-Aid and Topics and hairspray?
I'm getting we're working on getting Topics to advertise. Hi, Joe Piscopo for Topics. I like that. Then they have that's the stuff that you use, that everybody uses when you go to the newsroom. And if you have a little thinness, they put the Topics in your hair.
Have you been wounded going on TV? Use Topics. It'll cover anything. Scars, cuts.
And if you'd like a note, I'd be happy to write a nice note, because I'll be writing notes all day now.
How many note cards are there?
It's never enough. Frank got me these great note cards. Thank you for this. And this great engraved letter opener. And it's also a stabber if someone tries to take your French toast. This is going to the maple syrup. Do not touch my maple syrup. I will eat. It's like a psycho. Hey, Frankie Fibros, I should write a note to Tony downstairs, because he lost his wife. Tony,
I think he'd appreciate it.
Well,
yeah.
That's nice that you just thought of that.
I mean, I don't know.
I see him every day, but converse
about it on air. I mean, maybe it's more of a thank you card
for your wife passing away.
No, it's not.
You might want to get a condolence card.
It's a blank card.
Usually you get a condolence card. Yeah, bereavement.
Thank you for letting me know that you're not really.
It's thanking you.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Hey, Joe on the radio.
Anybody else? Instead of tips, now you can give thank you cards. You should have a couple of them, like, pre-prepared.
That is great.
Thank you for taking my bags. Thank you for parking my car. And then when the guy goes, what happened to the... Well, it must have slipped out. I cut it open with my letter opener. And it...
That hand is out there like that. Remember Gleason said that? Yeah. And when the guy put the hand out, your hand is very dirty. Gleason said...
Just saying.
Kara, can she hear me? I have headphones for her like this. Oh, I forgot.
Put those on.
I got this. So we had a great social media guy that we bought in, that I took from nothing. And I said, I took from nothing, and I made him the star that he is. And he sent me a nice New Year's greeting.
Oh, that's nice.
I said nothing back.
Good for you.
So people come in from other networks, from other things. They say, hey, Joe's show is doing very well. Let's rob the people from Joe's show. So they come and they take our people. God forbid they have the audacity to pay them. How dare they actually give them a salary? And my God, that's not in our edict. That's not in our corporate edict to, like, pay people. So this guy left. So now I'm thinking, now I got no social media. And I go, what am I going to do? We have no PR or anything like that. So this gal, where did you find Kara, Frankie?
Well, it was recommended by by her predecessor.
So thank you to Matt for that.
Yeah, and not only that, Matt is now, from what I understand, on a hiring spree. He's hiring a whole social media staff. And I asked him
to
leave Kara alone.
Yeah, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Wow. It's so funny. So Kara goes off to with her family in Arizona. Now we have nobody. She, and you heard this when we were on the air most of the Christmas vacation, unlike everybody else on the radio. They kind of took off. We stayed. And Kara did the show from Arizona, from the home of her relatives, which meant she had to get up 3 o'clock in the morning. And on the air, I wanted to say, Kara Passaro, thank you very much. That was so nice of you to do that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Did you? Were you with all family?
Yeah, I was with my family.
Yeah, so did they mind that you took off time to do the radio?
They were sleeping.
They were sleeping, and then you could kind of sleep through the day, and you could say, please don't bother me because I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
I just stayed up and went to bed after.
You're doing such a great job. You're going to Italy with us, right?
Yes.
That's fantastic. And your family's going too?
Yeah.
This is going to be great.
Very excited.
We're excited too. Carrie, you're doing a great job.
Thank
Anybody
you.
Else calls from the outside? And they offer you anything, please, to talk to us first, all right? Not okay. That we can match the offer, but we might be able to try to talk you out of it, okay? Thank you. And the best to your family, Kara. Thank you, sweetheart. Sweetheart, can I say, is that all right? Did I just violate something
in
the
probably.
HR rules?
You did.
Can you say sweetheart?
You did.
I will check with
you. Like Joe Biden calling everybody honey. Honey, can I mean?
I think a lot of it is just generational. Biden came out of an era where it was okay to address women that way.
So I say sweetheart. I do say sweetheart. I say, hi. If it's a girl, younger girl, and I'm old, I go, sweet, thanks, sweetheart. That's like a fatherly thing. But is that not right? I shouldn't say that anymore?
I think these days you can't be too careful with
babe.
That kind of
hey,
thing.
Babe is offensive. Darling?
Yeah.
Darling? Is darling okay?
Yeah, no.
Darling? No. You can nothing like that?
No.
Hello?
Say thank you. That's it.
Hi, neutral person.
Shouldn't even. Yeah, right.
No eye contact.
Neutral gender person.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Most kind.
Right. Yeah. All right.
Hi, Joe all Piscopo.
Right.
All right. Yeah. That's good.
Hi, I'm Joe Piscopo. Right. 8:11 with Piscopo in the morning with Frank and Al and Debbie and the team. Dr. Jeanette Neshawat is a great gal. Very, very knowledgeable young doctor. And she's going to tell us about the flu. I got the flu shot. And so far, so good. Did you get the flu shot?
I did. First time ever.
You did get it.
First time ever.
And Al?
Oh, yeah. I got mine in September from my oncologist. Yeah. Absolutely.
I had no.
And it's not too late. It's not too late for you to get it.
See, this is a good point you make.
It's January. Well, for you, may think
late.
So, but doctor.
No, they said there's a little time.
There's a serious epidemic in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And they're having a lot of
problems. It takes 2 weeks before you actually build up resistance.
I understand that, but better to get it right now.
Yeah.
And then let's say you get it in February. Look, and the more important thing about all of this, yes, you should get your flu shot, but also wash your hands. It's about keeping your hands clean. It's about, you know.
Who are you talking to?
Good advice.
Well, when I'm in the gym, I can't tell you how many people that don't wipe down the machines when they're done or whatever. And I am really conscious of that because there was one time in the gym over the summer that I ended up touching equipment and touched my face and I ended up getting sick. I got a cold.
You did?
So you have to be very cognizant of that. Yeah, you have no idea.
See, we have Durasan.
Smart.
We have Durasan wipes at the gym in Flemington.
Yeah.
We have, and we insist on that. You really do should wipe down the machine.
Absolutely.
By the way, while we're talking about
the wiping the machine. Wiping the machine. I actually had to say something yesterday at the gym because this guy, folks, if you're using a workout machine, the proper way to clean the machine is to take the disinfectant spray, you spray it into the paper towel, and then wipe the machine down. This guy takes the disinfectant and starts spraying the machine.
Yeah, I do that.
Now,
yeah,
I'm in front of him, and I'm breathing in this stuff. And I looked at him, and he's looking at me, and he's spraying away with this. So I got off the machine. I took my headphones out. I said, sir, let me show you how to do it properly. And I showed
Frank,
him, and he looked at me like I had like 9 heads. I said,
"Can you see
I'm breathing in? I'm breathing in disinfectant. I don't want to breathe it in."
Wait, after the fact, he's exercising. It's after the fact. He already sprayed it. And you said, "By the way, you know what you did 10 minutes ago?"
And he looked at me like I had 9 heads. I said, "Did anybody show you how to do this?"
Whoa.
I said, "Do you see anybody else in here doing
this?"
This
is my main thing in the gym, and I will talk to Stacy when she comes in.
It's rude.
And it happens to young people. They sit on the equipment between sets, and I use sets very loosely. They sit. If I go in, I could get rid of my workout in like 14 minutes. I'm telling you, I'll do chest. I'll do 2 sets, like a 10 reps if I can, or I'll max out. Bang. Then I'll go right to biceps on the machine. Then I'll go right to crunches. And then I do the cycle again without a break. Without a break. It's kind of like an aerobic exercise and anaerobic. But there's always somebody on the machine. And then I'll go over. There was a nice gal on the machine. I want to go. And she's sitting there on her cell phone, on the machine, in the gym. I'm on the clock. And I go, oh, hi. As nice as I can. Hi, Joe Piscopo.
I didn't drop my name, but I said, can you, are you using the machine? Yeah, I only got a couple more sets. Back to her phone. Get off of the machine. Please do not sit on that machine. That's so rude.
That is the worst. And I've said to people, are you done? Like, I have no problem with that.
Are you done? Good,
and especially,
good.
And there's a sign in the gym that I go to, and they tell you when it's peak time, usually between, 4:30, 5 o'clock until about 8 o'clock at night, it's everybody coming from work, and the gym is busy. They say to you, no more than a certain amount of minutes on each machine, because they want to keep things moving. So if you're wasting time answering somebody's text for a minute or two, you're wasting time for other people to get on the machine.
If you have time to do a text, you should...
Then get off the machine.
Get off the machine or don't work out.
Pretty simple.
Don't work out just like that. Oh, look at...
And don't spray the machine with disinfectant. It's...
Do you hear that?
Well,
that is my new...
He's going to lose that. You know he's going to lose that.
Look at this.
Oh, you're playing the snare.
I can play the drum.
It doesn't.
No. It works better on the board. Okay, let me check this out. Hold on. It's 8:15 right now. Dr. Jeanette, she can come in anytime. Jeanette could do anything she wants. Beautiful. Yes, polite, please.
Yeah, why don't we take a break? And then
let me just show the card because, look at this. Look at this. To Joe, to Frank, and to Al, to Debbie, Merry Christmas, Happy, Healthy New Year. Love all of you. Bridget and Robert. Now, watch what they... Is she unbelievable? $100 check to the Salvation Army.
Oh, see, she just told
Salvation Army.
She just told me that she sent us
and wanted to make sure
we got it.
The campaign is over, but we will send it to the Salvation Army.
She has the flu. She and her husband got the flu.
She has it, too. Yeah. She's an RN. Isn't she an RN?
Yeah.
All right.
Next year, she's getting...
Bridget, we love you. We love you. You are family, and we thank you. And we're going to send this right to the Salvation Army. Thank you so much. God bless. And we met our goal. Thank you for giving the Salvation Army. Our friend, we love her, Dr. Jeanette's going to come in. Nesha Watt is here in the studio. Let's go to Debbie right now. Debbie, thanks for always being at the Avail on the roads. Mm-hmm. It's 8:16 on AM 970. The Answer. How are we doing traffic-wise, Deb?
Joe, the sprain northbound 100B accident on the shoulder. Outbound BQE heavy down by Tillery Street with an accident cleared in Corona. Avoid 57th Ave at 97th Street. Unfortunately, an accident involving a couple of pedestrians. And the Garden State Parkway North at 138, accident in the left lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Deb. Joe Piscopo telling you about balance of nature. You know what? Watch me. You watching on camera? Watch. As Dr. Jeanette comes in, look what I do because I'm a dinosaur. I stand up. I say, hello, doctor. Welcome.
Good morning.
Great to see
you
again.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Nice shoes.
You just made my day. You're the best. Nice. I'll talk to your shoes in a second. I want to talk about balance of nature, and then we're going to talk about flu and everything. Frank's giving notes. Here's what you could ask Joe. Look at him. You can see it on camera. So balance of nature is when I tell you all of that's going on, flus, don't touch this, don't touch that. I am on a dedicated regimen of balance of nature. It was invented by Dr. Douglas Howard. He is a medical doctor, but he understands the holistic approach to life. And he understands about antioxidants. What are antioxidants? Antioxidants fight the free radicals that you and I have in our body. They come in from the air, from touching something that has germs on it. You need antioxidants. Where are antioxidants? In fruits and vegetables. Now, I ask you this. How many fruits and vegetables do you have every day, right? Exactly. Nothing. I never have enough. Unless I'm with my mom and I have broccoli rabe, I don't eat fruits and vegetables. So that's why I stay on the strict regimen of balance of nature. In a vegetarian capsule, 100% whole food, fruits and vegetables and plants. This is balance of nature. This, to me, is miraculous. It will offset all the free radicals in your body. Now we have this from the Howard family. This is your New Year's resolution. You can get 35% off and free shipping. 35% off and free shipping from Balance of Nature. Here's the number, 800-246-8751. You could also get a daily health coach. But if you call 800-246-8751, you will get 35% off your first order, first preferred order of Balance of Nature and free shipping. Start here, if you will, balanceofnature.com. But please remember the promo code, The Answer.
When you think of outstanding Italian restaurants, the only name that should come to mind is Michael's of Brooklyn. Family-owned and operated by Fred and his brother John, they've been a Brooklyn institution since 1964, serving incredible Italian dishes for three generations. Listen every Wednesday to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show on AM 970 The Answer during Italian Trivia for your chance to win a case of their delicious sauce, or enter to win at am970theanswer.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Oh, the doctor's in the house. I feel better already. I'm talking, getting my diagnosis right here. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 821, telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Talk. You know what? I lean to someone like Dr. Jeanette for medical advice, Dr. Rock Positano. You know, we always talk about the good docs. Mark Siegel comes on the show. And when it comes to attorneys, we talk to Anthony Pope, who will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Arthur Idala, we love. Alan Dershowitz. But Mike Connors is a very special attorney. You know why? He does something that is truly a special area that but affects your life and affects your legacy. It's your financial legacy, right? He knows more about estates, about your health care proxy, about a will, about a trust. And you ever talk to people about that? They go cross-eyed. I didn't know. I didn't even want to deal with it. But there's so many people from the outside that come in that will take your money, try to take your money. They will join the family. They will marry into the family. They will be a boyfriend, girlfriend. Oh, so what's going on? And they're there for one reason. Yeah, I'm telling you, I know from experience. I worry about you because if it happened to me, it could happen to you. Talk to Mike Connors. You get a free initial consultation at Connors and Sullivan. Beth is there, Mike's beautiful wife. Bridget is there. Kelly and Rose. Lisa will answer the phones. I'm going to give you the number, and you could call Connors and Sullivan, and you'll get a free initial consultation with one of the lawyers about an estate, a trust, a will, health care proxy, power of attorney. Mike has all the answer. He's amazing at this. Mike Connors, you got to call 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law. 718-238-6500. One more time, Connors and Sullivan. Tell Mike, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? 718-238-6500.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hi, Dr. Jeanette. How are you?
Good morning.
What show were you on when I saw you over there at Fox?
Oh, I think I was. Was it America's Newsroom?
Yeah. Remember. Yeah, with Sandra Smith. How great is she?
Yeah,
and Bill Hemmer. Yeah, they're great. Oh, great.
Ed
over
Henry's
there.
Taking over for Bill.
Ed's going in.
He's great.
January 20th. We're so excited for Ed. And then Bill Hemmer goes at 3 o'clock. I'm like a fan. I'm like a news fan. And they do such a great job over there. What were you talking about? Flu, probably.
I think we were talking about there's this new artificial intelligence technology to detect breast cancer. Hmm. So machinery versus a radiologist. Who is better?
Wow.
And it turns out that the artificial intelligence would pick up certain cancers that the radiologist would miss, but the radiologist picked up certain
cancers. You need the human eye.
That the artificial intelligence missed. So
yeah.
Together,
yeah, yeah.
You can probably pick it up
is
a lot
good.
More.
You just got to go to the Connie Dwyer Center, if I can do this plug, at Trinitas.
Yeah, okay.
Right there. So, yeah, so I bumped my head. I told you about that. See, you're smart. I took the medicine. I mixed medication, mm-hmm. you know, and I think it was a sinus medicine that kind of messed me up. And it just, you had the syncope. Is that what it's called?
Syncope.
Yeah,
you just
for a second, yeah. But look, the part of the head is so, it's so thin.
No stitches.
13 stitches.
13 stitches?
Yes, 13 stitches.
Oh,
they did
goodness.
The CAT scan when I went to the hospital out there. I went to Paoli Hospital out in Pennsylvania, middle of nowhere. Best hospital. It was such a great hospital. And the gal, the health practitioner, did 13 mm-hmm. stitches, did a great job. They did a CAT scan, said everything was okay.
Good. No internal bleeding.
Yeah,
no fractures.
That's what they were
good.
Looking for. Should I go back for another CAT scan?
No, you don't need to go back for another CAT scan unless you're having like headache and dizziness mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. blurry vision, that sort of thing, or if you have another syncope episode. But when are you going to get your stitches out?
Stitches came out yesterday.
Oh, they came out already.
Dr.
Okay,
Carl
great.
Took them out yesterday.
Good.
He was good. And then, you know what? He put the...
Steri-strips.
Thank you. Steri-strips on. He said, don't put makeup on the Steri-strips.
Yeah.
I think it's too late already because we were on TV. And the Steri-strips, I put the Band-Aid over the Steri-strips. Not so bad though, right?
No. It
hey,
good.
I was lucky because people fall.
Yeah.
Am I right? They fall out of
they
this.
They fall and they have bleeds internally and what? They cut their eyes, but you got away...
My heart had woke up to it. And I know it's early in the morning, forgive me, 8:25, and I know you're listening, so forgive me, but I woke up to like a pool of blood because I hit the wall, came
goodness.
Down. And this was probably a matter of, what, 10 seconds?
Wow.
It happened so quickly.
Were you alone when this happened?
Well, yeah, I went into the bathroom because I was with Charlie, and I made sure she was taken care of. As I'm feeling the walls close in on me, I said, Charlie, you go with this a nanny here. She's going to, all the kids are downstairs in the theater. You go down, watch. I'll be right down, honey. I made sure she was taken care of. As I'm like feeling this, go into the restroom there, close the door. And that's where I said, I got this. And I took that macho attitude. I got this. I went to stand up. I went, I got this. You know what? You can't fight it because your survival instinct is to stand. And that's why I just lost it for a split second. Went down with blood.
That split second, you saw what it did.
Yeah. But I didn't. Oh. I didn't see it was. It wasn't continually bleeding, so I thought it was okay. So I ended up cleaning. You should see me cleaning the bathroom. I know.
Oh, anytime you feel like you're about to faint, lay down. You want that blood flow back to the head, so lay down. That's the safest thing, so you don't strike your head.
What am I thinking, Mr. Macho Man over here?
And
I swear
ask for help. Don't be afraid to ask for help.
I will. Can I come to your office?
Yes,
I'll come to your office.
Yes, of course.
I'll come in. Can I? Don't give me your cell phone.
Send you to the ER.
No, I will bother you. If you. I have notes for you, but I totally don't have them, and I don't care.
That's okay.
Because it was good to see you again. I know, Frankie. Yeah, thank you very much.
Good to see you, too.
That you bought me maple syrup.
Yes, because I know you love syrup, but this at least has less calories, less sugars. That way you will not develop diabetes.
But that's not pure maple syrup.
Yeah, but it still does, you know, taste
the
same.
But you see, Frankie knows. I always have this pure maple syrup, but there's, and my doctor said, Dr. Carl says, he goes, Joe, I was listening to the show, lay off the maple syrup, he said. Right,
so 53 grams of carbs.
See, that's what I like about it, though. In
this
the morning,
is half 26.
I know, but this cause this
half.
Can, but too much of this, you could really cause. I have too much sugar, Doc.
Every day.
How many
drops do you put on there?
Huh?
How many drops?
How many?
Half the bottle.
Exactly. That's my point.
Right. Drop.
We're beyond.
That,
you,
drop.
See that, you see that
Did
bottle?
You
I got him. I got him that for Christmas.
Drugs
how
are
many
going
buckets,
up?
Doctor?
You know how much insulin costs?
Yeah, doctor. Did you see that size of that bottle? I got him that for Christmas.
Dilute it down a little.
I guarantee
bit,
you, it's probably
water.
Almost gone.
Yeah.
What? This one here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Almost gone. Yeah.
So, Doctor Nishawat, first of all, where can we find you? By the way, I mean, do you want to plug where you are at CityMD?
Well,
you moved up from Maryland.
We're all over the city, so. You'll see us on every street corner.
You're so much. You
we
are,
have one here at Fidai.
And one around the corner from me in Staten Island as well.
Wait, is there one close here to the station?
Yeah, you can walk to
Which
it.
Which one are you
minutes.
At? That's the one we want to go to.
I rotate throughout different
Are
ones
you in demand?
The
you must. I have a feeling all the others are
I like
not.
Variety.
Dr. Jeanette's got a long line. There's no one there, huh?
You can pop into any of them. We have great doctors and PAs that work at all of them. So
yeah,
they'll take good care of you.
So tell us about the flu shot, okay? Because now I get the flu shot.
Good.
But I was a little late this year because I was in Europe, which I was worried. Now I'm going to catch the European flu, God forbid, you know? Really. So I came back, got the flu shot early, but maybe late October, and it was late. Is it too late to get the flu shot, Doc?
Great question, Joe. No, it is not too late to get. We're still in flu season right now, and I'm diagnosing 20 cases a day.
Wow.
Influenza A, influenza B. I actually had a patient the other day. He had influenza A, and he had a syncope episode.
Oh, yeah.
So for some people, it can be really serious. It can be life-threatening. But for others, you know, you might just have a fever, a headache, body aches, chills, rundown, sore throat.
Yeah.
But if you get the flu shot, that can help protect you against the flu. And even if you still catch the flu, your symptoms may not be as severe as they would be if you didn't have it. So
the guy had influenza A. What's the difference between A and B?
There's just different strains. There's A, there's B.
Woo.
Those are the ones that we see most commonly.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of influenza B in the younger children as well. But again, the flu shot can help protect you. The symptoms are similar. Sometimes B could be a little more severe in kids and children. So got to keep an eye out for our seniors and the kids.
They're most
vulnerable.
You know, I don't give
pregnant women.
I don't give my children the flu shots.
What? Why?
I know.
But you give it to yourself. So you're taking care of you, but not your kids.
It's all about me, isn't it? No, these guys don't. I'm like the dork dad. I worry so much about my children. I'm afraid to give them the flu shot. And the mom doesn't really want to give them. I should give them the flu shot.
You should, absolutely. That is the number one way to prevent the flu. We've had thousands and thousands of hospitalizations from the flu.
Oh, my Lord.
And we had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of deaths already this year.
What's going on? Why is it so severe this year?
It's severe every year, but this year sometimes...
They blaming the president?
No, of course, right?
Nancy Pelosi blamed the president.
Sometimes it can cause secondary infections like pneumonias. You can have trouble breathing. It can get into your bloodstream. It can cause problems, you know, with asthma exacerbations, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So if you have asthma or diabetes or senior citizen or young children, they're most at risk.
So you should have the kids... the nasal thing? Is the nasal thing?
No, that's the shot now.
Regular shot, okay.
The nasal doesn't work as well. I don't even know if that... I don't think that's on the market right now, the nasal spray.
Wow.
But 6 months of age and older, you're eligible for the flu shot.
How did the guy who got syncope, which means apparently happened to me, how did it happen? Because of the flu?
Yeah, he was just dehydrated. He was nauseous. The flu made him sick. He lost his appetite. He was running a fever, not getting enough fluids. So he passed out, but we were able to take good care of him and get him on proper medicine and feeling better.
Can I write you a thank you note, Doc? Can I?
Of course.
Look what Frank got me.
Oh, that's so nice.
Isn't that nice? Can I write Dr. Jeanette? Thank you for coming to the show. I'm giving away as many notes as I can. I gave it to Frank. He goes, "Where's the envelope?" Because he got me envelopes. I'll put yours in an envelope.
Dedicated to Jeanette.
Exactly.
I'll take it.
Dr. Jeanette Neshawat, she is just a... I just love that. I know how much... It's so much work to become a doctor. How many years of school, really?
About 13 years.
Oh, Lord, girl.
Whole life.
Where did you come... Originally came up...
I'm originally from New York, but I grew up in Florida.
Yeah.
But now my whole family is in Nashville, Franklin, Tennessee.
Everybody's
moving. That's
where
I went there for Christmas.
You went to Nashville?
I loved it. Have you ever been there?
I believe I've played there. I actually played the Grand Ole Opry. It's a whole other story. Exactly. Do the entertainment thing, which maybe you should go and check out one day.
Okay.
Come to a show anytime. You're welcome.
Sure.
But Nashville, everybody's moving to Nashville. It's the taxes, right?
I don't know. No, the taxes aren't that low over there.
Really?
Just the music, the culture.
Tennessee.
People are nice and friendly.
Nice weather, though.
With their cowboy hats.
Right? Nice weather?
Yeah, the weather's definitely nicer over there. Yeah,
Dr. Jeanette, we appreciate it. So can I ask you a question, too,
about
that before we go? We got a break, Al, I know. So you're seeing patient after patient after patient. And the patient, if I have to do a show or something, you know, you have to take a live show or something else because you got to take time to yourself and you got to prepare, and then you're on stage. And then you're on stage for that hour and a half, whatever it is. As a doctor, you're there you're on all the time.
Yeah.
So if you're with a patient, you say, okay, I'll see this patient, even though you feel you're starving, number one. oh, my gosh, I got to use the restroom or, you know, I'm exhausted. Can I just catch 10 minutes before I see this next patient? Do you just keep it going?
So for us, we love what we do. We love taking care of patients. But, yeah, we're human. You know, if we have to go to the bathroom, we'll try to do it in between patients. We eat when we can. You know, it's just a lifestyle, and we're used to it. you know, from day one, you're used to just working hard and eat when you can, sleep when you can, go to the bathroom when you can.
Only I would ask that question. Yeah. But you look remarkably healthy. You're not worried about catching something?
Oh, I do. I mean, I'll wear masks. I get my flu shot. And, yeah, we get sick once in a while, too. But
and you always wear the gloves, right? You got to wear the gloves.
We wash our hands before we go in and out of every room.
Yeah, yeah.
And protect ourselves, absolutely.
Yes, it's great. Dr. Jeanette, thank you. Dr. Jeanette Neshawa, thank you. I'll see you at Fox News. And you're here. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you.
I'm going to, while Al does the news, and you're welcome to hang. Are you starting hours now?
Oh, it's different. Like today, I don't have to be at work till 10, and then should be home later this evening.
Dr. Jeanette, J-A-N-E-T-T-E, right?
Yes, you got it right.
Of course they did. I'm going to write you a personal note, and I'll put my number on that note.
Okay.
Throw it to news.
I'll send you a text. How's your stitches?
All right. Well, I think we've been. I'm gonna make a comment.
Some more maple syrup and throw it to news, please.
Please check my stitches.
Less calories for you.
Okay. I do have a little pain. Can I? I'll make an appointment.
Tylenol?
Yeah, Tylenol would be good. Joe Piscopo, Dr. Jeanette, you're the best. Dr. Jeanette Neshawa, thank you. With respect and with love, thank you so much for being here. This girl is great. 8:34, Al Gattulo's got the headline news. There he is, my man.
Hi.
Al.
Hi. Al Gattulo.
Hi, Al Gattulo on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
38 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Another Paterson, New Jersey police officer is under arrest in connection with a corruption investigation. According to NorthJersey.com, the FBI took Sergeant Michael Cheff into custody early this morning, making him the eighth Paterson cop to be arrested for a probe. Cheff was reportedly in charge of former patrol officers who have already pleaded guilty to taking money from drivers who they illegally stopped. Paterson police officials alerted the feds of the allegations back in 2016, which led to the investigation. Impossible Foods, known for its convincing meatless burger, is tackling pork. The company debuted its Impossible Pork Monday at CES 2020 in Las Vegas. It's a plant-based fake meat designed to mimic the taste and feel of the real thing. Impossible Sausage is also due out later in the month. Plant pork looks a lot like real pork, but is gluten-free and designed for halal and kosher certification. CEO Pat Brown says the idea is to reduce the need to rely on animals for food to help combat climate change and a meltdown in biodiversity. In sports, Islanders shut out the Avalanche 1-0, while the Nets lost to the Magic 101-89. College hoops tonight, Syracuse will take on Virginia Tech. Pregame is at 8:30, tip-off at 9. You can listen to the game right here on AM 970, The Answer. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thank you, morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go out to Corona, Queens. It's a bad accident here on 57th Avenue by 97th Street. This is an accident involving a pedestrian, actually two pedestrians, so we're going to keep an eye on that intersection for you. Let's see what's happening as you head to the LIE. The LIE westbound right at Kew Gardens, an accident to watch out for as well. And we're still seeing some delays on Sunrise Highway westbound by Robert Moses Causeway with a collision being cleared. Inbound GWB looks okay. Outbound upper, it's construction. Lincoln 20. In Holland, still about 15 to 20 from both approaches. 80 eastbound, that's building by exit 42 in Parsippany with an accident. Problems on the Garden State Parkway North at 138 in Kenilworth. An accident in the left lane, and we're still seeing volume on 287 south exit 10 as you get down through Franklin Township with a collision being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies. The Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 8:37 on AM 970. The Answer. So I had the privilege of seeing one of the best films I have seen. A brilliant execution of filmmaking, and it's called 1917. And we invite you to check out this film, 1917. It's like has the feel of a Dunkirk, you know, that film Dunkirk, or Saving Private Ryan. And the storyline is time is the enemy. Too young, I don't want to give away too much, but two young soldiers go on a mission that could save the lives of 1,600 fellow soldiers. and it's about in the trenches of World War One. And you know, I'm a World War Two aficionado, and I know the history of World War Two, not of World War One. Man, the trench warfare, holy moly! You got to see how they directed this. How Sam Mendes, I believe his name was, as a director. Directed this, and he has a personal connection to the film I'm not going to tell you about. Check out, please, 1917. It's 1917, right? Hey, my dad was born 1916, a year later, in the First World War, devastating. And critics are raving about 1917, calling it a soaring tribute to heroism. The best war movie since Saving Private Ryan. 1917, you don't want to miss it. Now playing in select theaters everywhere starting January 10th.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hi, Joe Piscopo. I have a special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listeners specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, all with free shipping at MyPillow.com. 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Take AM970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, are you going to Italy with us? Going to Italy? You got to go to Italy 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. If you see, we cut off at January 16th. Thank you, Frankie. I just wanted some acqua minerale. January 16th, this special trip will be closing. We sold out. It's like hotcakes, this thing sold out. By the way, I have to tell you, when people go on trips, right, they go once a year, once every 2 years. I mean, radio station trips and stuff. We just got back from Italy. It worked out so well. We put out another trip, an Easter in Rome trip, all 4 and 5 star deluxe hotels, 8 night accommodation, limited group size, 5 group dinners all included, wine tasting, vineyard tour, very special, intimate Joe Piscopo, that's me, live performance with my special guest, Steve Perillo. We're going to Rome and then Assisi, Florence, the Tuscan countryside, Pisa, Siena. You have to see these beautiful cities, Cinque Terre, and much, much more. But it happened so quickly, the sellout happened so quickly, we're at the end and we're about to close it off. January 16th is the cutoff date. So you got to call, please, 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515. And it's me, Steve Perillo, and you. And join this beautiful, beautiful family that we have from the radio. We'd love to see you there. We have so many people going now. I'm excited about this in April. I am so excited about this, and we invite you to join us. 800-431-1515 or go to, please, PerilloTours.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Didn't they do the song Godfather 2? Was that the original Godfather? Really the Godfather. Godfather 1, they did the song.
Yeah, my band teacher did the song. His band.
And the Godfather.
Yeah.
And I should know the actress's name. It was the wedding scene of the Godfather.
Yes.
I remember Asa Langer from Newark, New Jersey, and the Italian Tribune was in there, front and center. Did they shoot that in Staten Island?
They shot it at the Godfather House on Staten Island.
They shot it right there.
Absolutely.
Fabulous. And they did this song.
Was Morgana King.
Thank you.
Who was a singer in real life.
Really? Yeah. So she was great. She was great. Then that old guy got up and sang it, remember?
Yeah.
And you know, I have to tell you, and I know my Italian-American friends say, oh, don't talk about the Godfather because it's about crime, and crime wasn't that sexy the way you saw it in the Godfather. I tell you, that film, Coppola, the way he directed that film, You figure, why would he spend so much time on the wedding scene in The Godfather? You know what? It was glorious how he did that. And you really saw the beautiful heritage, you know? And isn't that where they said, when they said they saw the VIG, all the money going in? Didn't he say
that? Right.
And he goes, oh, I don't want all that money like that coming in like that.
This was somebody else's wedding.
Yeah, right. So that made me think of that song. Hey, Joe on the radio, we okay, Frankie Five Boroughs?
We're great.
And
how are you feeling? You wrote that... with that nice thank you card, everything good?
To Dr. Janine? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are you adjusting your tie for?
Nice to see you.
Warm in here.
Yeah, she's great. And you know what? The fact that she's a doctor already, I have respect, because I'm a hypochondriac. I drive my doctors crazy. Don't give me your number of your doctor. Dr. Rock knows that. I'll text you because I'm on.
Call him to pay for parties. Yeah. I mean, you know. Listen.
I like that. Hey, are we? I see the streaming is frozen.
Is that right?
Streaming is frozen.
Like it's frozen again. The screen. Having technical.
Why does that happen?
I don't think it's frozen on the stream going out. I think it's just for us here in the studio.
Oh, so it's okay.
Look at the monitor, so you get to see my. We're seeing my blurry fat face while you're fixing your tie. So it looks great. And the bottle cap of the light syrup is in the bottom of the picture.
All right,
you're not going to eat this syrup, then. Huh?
You know, I didn't want to tell Jeanette. She was so nice, and she brought the Aunt Jemima in. That virtually, how much sugar? We should look at the sugar differential between real maple syrup and Aunt Jemima.
Here's a tip. Maybe don't drown the French toast. Every time you go to take a bite, you drain it with more syrup. Like. Just put it on once and then eat it.
Last time we did that video, Coogley bought in some Pro-cream.
Yes.
Okay. I'm waiting for somebody to come in with like a maple tree, and put it in the studio so he can just directly tap it.
My nephew Brett has done that. Brett taps the trees on his property in Princeton, that my sister Carol's. I'm telling you, and he makes homemade maple syrup. Spectacular. Wow. I'm telling you.
Why is he not sending you any?
He did.
He knows
he made me a whole bottle.
No, I mean, send it here. You need it here.
You mean on a constant basis? Wait, you don't want to drain the trees.
Shipment. Hello, AM970, yeah. Syrup. Syrup's here.
All right, well, you know what? We could talk about, Weinstein. We could talk about Soleimani, and we could talk about exactly what's going to happen with Soleimani. We could talk about the impeachment fiasco. You hear the same things over and over again. We're going to see exactly what happens in the Soleimani situation. You know, Iran is gearing up. To somehow, God forbid, attack us. We'll see what happened. But this happened, and this is from the Department of Defense identifying the soldier killed over the weekend in Kenya. We always like to pay tribute to those who put their lives on the line for us. Army Specialist Henry Mayfield Jr. was killed Sunday during a terror attack on a military base used by American troops. Two U.S. contractors also killed. Look at this. And two Pentagon officials were hurt. The attack was carried out by Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab. And Mayfield was 23 years old. Rest in peace to his family. We send our condolences and our thanks for making the ultimate sacrifice from Illinois, assigned to Fort Rucker, Alabama. I mean, and this had nothing to do with Soleimani, they said.
No, not based on what's being reported.
But this terror happens constantly. It's the Middle East. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And that's why you say, get the heck out of here.
Especially now you have the Iraqi parliament saying, we don't want you. Leave. You have Donald Trump, whose 2016 campaign promise with respect to Iraq was bringing the troops home. Yeah. You have the Iranians that don't want us in Iraq. And now you have the Iraqis that don't want us in Iraq. Eventually, let's leave.
Well, the fact is, you know how this all started, of course, you know, when we first went in there. So now, if you leave Iraq, then the Iranians come in, then the Russians come in, and then, you know, the Chinese will come in, and then you have Iraq and Iran become this superpower, the super terror power.
Well,
you wouldn't mind if they were like France or like England, you know, or even Germany, where they become our friends and they try to give back. But these countries want to take over the world and want us to live like them.
The part of the reason that China has been so ascendant over the last 40 years is they don't get involved in these Arab civil wars.
They say,
all right, America wants to deal with nation building in Afghanistan, Libya, and Iraq. Okay, we'll take over the rest of the world trade with everybody, make products here. That's what the foundation foundation of American greatness was based on, not getting involved in foreign skirmishes, instead building up our own country, trading with every country, and then, you know, kind of protecting our country. Instead, to have troops in 13
or
14... All right,
so walk me through this, because I have the answer to it, but just I guess a kind of rhetorical question, Frank, knowing that you want to get out. What happens when they do all that, when all those bad actors take over a country? Just leave them? Just leave them? Let them
be? Yeah. I mean, look how much worse Libya is now as opposed to when Gaddafi was there.
Iraq, too, with Saddam Hussein.
Iraq, where they just voted to kick us out, is another example. I think you can go down the list of whenever we engage in these regime change wars, it rarely works out better for us.
Frankie Morano right there. Mike Gallagher coming up momentarily. Debbie's looking out for you on the roads at 848 on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the Sprain north at 100B in Greenburg. It's an accident. 9A southbound at Stormy Town Road. This is getting into Ossining. Looks like a disabled dump truck over there. Expect delays in Corona, Queens. 57th Ave is blocked at 97th Street. Unfortunately, a couple of pedestrians hit by a garbage truck there. Let's go out to the LIE West at the Grand Central. Looks like an accident. One lane remains blocked. And we're still seeing delays on Sunrise Highway West at Robert Moses Causeway with a collision there as well. Over on the Northern State Parkway westbound at Minetto Hill Road, accident is off on the shoulder, and expect delays this morning as you head over to the Hudson River crossings. Looks like about 5 to 10 minutes in over at the GWB, Lincoln 20, Holland 25, 80 East Exit 42, accident cleared out of the way. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
With sweeping reforms hitting New York, Kevin McCullough demands accountability.
In almost every respect to the prison reforms that are coming in January, with those illegals that are going to be getting driver's licenses, mixed in amongst all the people that we're supposed to think are the good guys, are going to be people that shouldn't have them. But not a single politician will be held accountable for it. You know, we're losing our rights and our liberties here.
Kevin McCullough, Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesday at 4.
Now, I know full well if you are in any kind of pain, maybe back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee pain, you've got some options. You've got Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop on body parts that hurt, or do that a few times a day. You could also use those over-the-counter drugs, even prescriptions. We know about them. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every single day? I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor. That's why they created the 3-week quick start, to make it easy and as inexpensive as possible for you to get out of pain, too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I've joined them. And they've been a consistent sponsor of this show for the entire time I've been here on Salem, which is about 4 years. In radio, sponsors come, go, they may stay for a year, sounds like they're doing great, then boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year after year. Order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login, JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Jody Police, a CEO and founder of JRT Realty, recently given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Real Estate Board of New York, the tri-state area's premier real estate institution. Since starting JRT in 1996, Jody has grown the firm into the largest woman-owned real estate services firm in the United States of America. JRT Realty brings nationwide experience with Fortune 500 companies and independent clients. JRT professionals have handled leasing and sales transactions totaling more than $3 billion and currently lease and manage 10 million square feet of commercial and industrial space nationwide. JRT provides a full range of customized client services, including all facets of tenant representation, leasing, and property management and investment sales. JRT Realty Team. And we love Jody because she's a fine Italian-American gal. This is a woman-owned business. Jody Police. She's the CEO and founder of JRT Realty. 212-445-1200. 212-445-1200. Or visit JRTRealty.com.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
This wound is working well for guests. I had Dr. Jeanette Nishawat-Ninja. What happened to your head? And I went, oh, can you help me, doc? Now, Mike Gallagher feeling...
You fell down? You fainted?
No, it was like, it's called syncope, so you could lose all the blood in your brain goes away if you take the wrong medication. I talked to the doc on here before. You know what I did? You don't self-medicate. I said, oh...
Oh, do you think?
The show was 11 o'clock. Now, when I go to bed, when I go to bed doing work... You did morning radio for 10 years. You go to bed like
8 o'clock, maybe.
And I take all my medication right when they say, take this at bedtime. Now, I took it before the show, all the medication. Now, for your bedtime, you're laying down, your blood pressure's fine. I take it before I do the show. I'm having caffeine, not drinking at all, unfortunately. Should have. And just for a second, I said to Charlie, I just told the doctor's story, took care of my kid, made sure she was okay. And for us, Mike, I went down for literally maybe 5 seconds.
Do you remember going out?
No. I started to go, but you know what I tried to do? Mr. Macho Man, tough guy, because I'm a tough guy, Mike.
Yeah, you
know
me. You're a tough guy.
Well, I go to stand up and fight it. The survival instinct is to stand. You don't stand up. The blood rushed out. I went, I fell against the wall for a second.
What'd you hit?
My head. You know, and when you watch a boxer get hit in the head, and it's the one part where they bleed? That's the part. Yeah. That's what I hit.
So there's a lot of blood.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm doing like
Can I bounce back with my self-medication story?
Yes, please. Because I know you have a litany of them.
Election night, 2016.
Right
here in New York City. I'm watching the election results with my Puggle, God rest her soul, my dog Rory on the couch.
Yeah.
3 a.m. is when that was all over.
Man.
Now I know I got to get up about 6:30 to go to work. I don't know about my Ambien because I take Ambien, so I pop one. I think I got to take an Ambien because I got to. I don't remember one word of the show that day.
No.
Not one word. Now,
no.
I've played tapes. I was pretty good. I mean, I was on point. But you know why I don't know? 2 days later, like Friday later in that week, I said to my producer, hey, we ought to get that Jim DeMint guy back again. Remember Jim DeMint?
Sure, Senator.
Senator in Heritage Foundation.
Good guy.
He's a good guest.
Yeah.
I said, let's get him on the show. He goes, well, you just had him. I said, what do you mean we just had him? Election morning. You had him on Wednesday morning. I had no recollection of my conversation.
Oh, my
God. I didn't remember any of the show.
Oh, my God.
Ambien is a dangerous...
You always said that, but does it help you sleep? It helps you sleep?
Oh, does it help you sleep?
But you forget stuff.
Well, you can forget stuff. Your memory, you get memory loss.
Although you're functioning.
You function. You can wake up, do something, and never remember you did it. I did the whole radio show without realizing it. So anyway, happy Tuesday. It's great seeing you. I'm sorry to hear
about
that.
Let me ask you, Mike Gallagher, Channel 5 and AM 970.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear the plug on Fox News?
I played it on the air. Did you see me playing?
Thank you.
I said, look at Joe's got all of our backs. Although I will say, I didn't get quite the emphasis that Sebastian Gorka got. It was kind of like...
I noticed that.
Oh, my, did you notice that?
Yeah.
Frank
noticed. Wait,
what did
Sebastian
I do
now? Gorka, Mike Gallagher.
Because it's Gorka, Gallagher. Gorka, much more Gallagher. Pronounced.
Yeah. What did I do? I thought I said Mike Gallagher first. No, I said...
No. I was buried
in
there.
You got more of a mention than McCullough did.
Yeah.
I think he didn't notice it.
Did I mention Kevin?
Well, I don't think so.
It's in the email.
Lord, because
it's
I mean to know. Did I mention Dennis Prager?
Yes, you did. You said all of us. You said the Salem family. You said Prager, Gorka, Gallagher. I think you said my buddy. Oh, he said
and Larry Elder.
My buddy.
Oh,
my friend, Larry Elder.
Well,
I didn't get that.
It was because he was black and I had to patronize him.
Oh,
wow. All right.
Hey, you're Italian.
Larry will appreciate that more than anybody.
I can't get out of here without asking about your proud Italian American heritage. You do so much for Italian Americans. You're an advocate. Your trips to Italy with Perillo tours. Have you seen The Irishman?
I have.
What'd you think?
Well, I watched it with my daughter, Alexandra.
I watched it over the weekend. I was wondering, what, I thought of you. I wanted to ask you what you thought.
I thought it was, and I got to tell you, I know I'm going to tick off a lot of people because they don't like Bobby De Niro. De Niro at his best.
Oh, he's brilliant.
At his best.
He's brilliant.
Joey Pesci at his best.
Brilliant.
And Al Pacino just walked away with
brilliant.
It.
Brilliant.
And I'm telling you, you know why they use
Harvey Keitel.
Harvey Keitel.
Ray Romano.
Ray Romano was great as the lawyer.
Jim Norton. Jim Norton,
right,
who I love.
Right,
I've known for
right,
years.
Jimmy
he was
Norton,
Don Rickles.
Right.
Don Rickles.
You know you're right.
He kind of a quick
so
scene.
To tell you, it was long, and Ali got
boy,
like, Dad, this is so long. But because he used a historical perspective, I think it was Scorsese's greatest work since Raging Bull.
I kind of agree, and I just want, I hope they'll do that reverse CGI aging on us.
On us,
I need it because De Niro never looked so good.
This is one of the great broadcasters of our time, Mike Gallagher. He really is. He's got a heart of
Thank
gold,
you,
a compassionate conservative. You never want to miss Mike Gallagher, 10:05 on AM 970. The Answer. You can stream Mike as well if you go to AM970TheAnswer.com and check it out. Mike, we love you. Happy New Year, man.
Love
2020.
Happy New Year, guys.
It's
Take
our
care.
Year. God bless you. God bless you. We're coming right back. Anthony Pope and Stacey McCormick with Piscopo in the morning. Don't you go away.